Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Grace and Tony with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, a homicide investigation is underway after the stabbing of a man in Townsville this morning. The 30-year-old man died shortly after police were called to the scene. Police are urging anyone with information on the matter to contact police.
Mount Cutha locals continue to challenge plans for a permanent nightlight show at the Botanic Gardens over numerous concerns involving light and sound pollution, wildlife and residential impacts. According to the Mount Cutha Protection Alliance, the Lumina Night Walk proposal includes privatising around 50 acres of public land and has not adequately addressed ecology impacts across the gardens. The Mount Cutha Protection Alliance urges those who challenge the installation to voice their concerns to the Lord Mayor.
In national news, a mining company has been given approval to mine for more minerals in New South Wales Central West, only months after a lead, zinc and silver mine was approved in the same area. The company, Bowden Silver, applied for the exploration licence on two blocks either side of the town of Loo. Many locals have expressed concerns on the mine as they fear lead dust will settle on the primary schools 2 kilometres from the site.
Over 140 species of animals in the Murray-Darling Basin are at risk of extinction unless water is returned. A new report from Victoria's Doomed Without Drink organisation claims that the state government's opposition to Commonwealth water purchases has been a major roadblock to delivering water to basin rivers and wetlands. Environmental expert Professor Jamie Pitcock says the report highlights how urgent returning water to the basin is.
In international news, a Dutch study has uncovered examples of the corvid's ability to adapt to an urban environment. Nests recovered from trees in the Netherlands and Belgium have been found to be constructed from materials intended to be used as bird deterrent. The nests were entirely made up of metal spikes that were once attached to buildings to deter birds from setting up homes. Kees Moorlicker, director of the Natural History Museum in Rotterdam, says we must not deter birds, rather embrace them and learn to live together with them.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partially cloudy with a slight chance of showers. It is currently 15 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 22. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band.
That's all for your news at 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au to read more.